This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here of the live Saturday edition of the show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We've been talking about secession. Aria DeMezzo, our co-host, is running for sheriff here in Cheshire County. She's transgender.
What was that headline again? I just love saying it.
I don't have it in front of me right now.
Yeah, my phone's rebooting right now.
She's a transgender Satanist anarchist, and she's running for Cheshire County sheriff here, and it's hitting the news big time. Fox News putting it up on their front page, and that's resulting in a ton of attention. So that's great news, and that's kind of where we started tonight. But, Captain, you've got an unrelated story. This one, to get back into the lockdown insanity, is coming from, I believe, the New York Post, where they're looking at the question of, was the lockdown and or the lockdowns that in some cases continue, were they a mistake? Was the lockdown a mistake? Were the lockdowns a mistake? And that is the question that they are looking at, correct?
Correct, yes. I was curious to see my own personal note that I took on this particular piece of show prep was, like, we haven't been saying this since March. Right, and by we, I mean many of us here at Free Talk Live, hosts, many of the people we know in our community have been saying that it's all a huge mistake to do lockdowns whatsoever. People keep blaming COVID for all the things going on, all the economic destruction, the job loss. I read today that there's still 30 million people collecting some sort of unemployment benefit.
Wow.
Still, and I think it was a high of 45 million people at peak shutdown.
Don't forget all the businesses that have closed.
Permanently. Half of all the small businesses just in San Francisco will remain permanently closed as a result of the government's overreaction.
I don't think it was just San Francisco. I mean, Honolulu, Hawaii, Los Angeles.
San Francisco is a microcosm of what, you know, if it's happening there, you can bet it's happening in other places too. So I was curious that somebody has, you know, maybe taken a reasonable look. And you know, I'm curious how similar is this story to the stuff we've been saying, or I've been saying at least, since March, right?
Sure.
How many months ago is that? Nine?
No, six.
Six?
But
six
it's a
months
lot.
Ago.
It's a lot of months.
So a lot of time ago, and that's why I brought it in.
I want to hear it.
So.
Let's do it.
Well, we will as soon as my tech cooperates.
Oh, no.
I'm having technicalities at the moment.
Okay. Well, there's all kinds of things to talk about here, but I will say it's a mistake. You know, the lockdowns are... And whether it was a mistake or not is a whole other question, because it seemed awfully deliberate to me, right? Like, a mistake is like something that, whoops, well, how did I do that, you know? This is... they thought about this, and they must have known what the consequences would be.
So this is from New York Post. Were lockdowns a mistake? To that nagging question, the answer increasingly seems to be yes. Well, no ass, Sherlock. What tipped you off, Einstein? What was your first clue, I have to say to this author? Certainly, they were a novelty. As novelist Lionel Shriver writes, we've never before responded to a contagion by closing down whole countries. That's a fact, as near as I can tell. As I've noted, the 1957-58 Asian flu killed between 70,000 and 116,000 Americans, between 0.04% and 0.07% of the nation's population. The 1968-70 Hong Kong flu killed about 100,000 or 0.05% of the population. The U.S. coronavirus death toll of 186,000 is 0.055% of the current population. It will go higher, but it's about the same magnitude as those two others. And it has been less deadly to those under 65 than those previous two flus were. Yet there were no statewide lockdowns, no massive school closings, no closings of office buildings and factories,
no mask obsession,
no closing of restaurants and museums. No one considered shutting down during Woodstock. We've covered all of this in different articles between March and now here on Free Talk Live.
We're glad the Post was listening.
I mean, perhaps they went through our archives and were like, hey, these guys have a point. We should write an article, perhaps. Why are the attitudes so different today? Good question. Perhaps we have greater confidence in government's effectiveness. I don't know this we he's talking about, but I certainly don't. Mm. If public policy can affect climate change, it can stamp out a virus.
No, it can't.
I don't think it can.
Public policy can't affect climate change. Sorry.
Nor corona. I mean, it can affect coronavirus poorly.
Yeah, right?
it can make it worse.
Like when you put some sick person into an old person's home.
Yeah, or
like they did in New York,
you know, cause people to lose their savings, their livelihoods, their jobs, their entire businesses, their homes, everything they've worked for their entire life.
Captain, if it just saves one life.
Yeah, well, think about all the people who committed suicide as a result
of all this. They chose that. You can't choose coronavirus.
Well, you can't choose your government either, apparently.
Not easily. If you're wealthy enough, you can.
Well, yeah, okay. You still have to jump through a whole bunch of bureaucratic hoops and pay a bunch of money to make it so. The article continues, plus, we're much more risk-averse. Children aren't allowed to walk to school. Jungle gyms have vanished. Really? Jungle gyms have vanished from playgrounds?
I mean, I think they've been wussified, the ones that do exist.
I don't remember us doing an article on jungle gyms vanishing from playgrounds.
I don't think we've done a story per se on
But
they're not wrong that there's been this sort of wussification of the American people over a period of generations, and it is culminated in weakness by whole generations of people. And it's not just the United States where these things are happening. You know, I visited Japan last year for a little bit, and there's apparently some of that going on over there as well, with a lot of sort of lady men around, basically. And by no means am I, you know, a man's man or whatever, right? Like, I press buttons for a living. I don't go out and sling bricks and fix cars and trucks or anything like that. But I can appreciate taking risk, and I can appreciate, you know, what it takes to be successful. And this is a very risk-averse population, and it's the government that runs the government schools that is inculcating people with risk aversion. It is basically what they teach. They don't want people to take risks. They want them to do what they're told. They want them to be obedient.
It's as if you know what's coming next in the article.
I haven't read it. I swear to you.
It says, we have a safetyism mindset, as Jonathan Haidt and Greg...
Jonathan Haidt?
H-A-I-D-T.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. And Greg Lukianoff, I'm probably butchering both their names, right? In The Coddling of the American Mind, apparently that's a book, under which many aspects of student lives needed to be carefully regulated by adults.
The good news about this, Captain, I think, is that the pendulum will swing in the other direction at some point. Now, how far the pendulum is going to continue in this wussy direction, remains to be seen. I mean, we've seen insane levels of wussiness. I'm using that term just because it's coming to me. But
well, I think I know what you're describing.
Like the drive-in, the drive-in comedy show that we went to, the drive-in concerts, things are being really just safetied out to the max and absolutely ridiculous, but we may not have hit the max yet, is what I'm saying.
It's all the memes that you see on the internet about, you know, particularly, I think Generation X, if you will. And I hate using these generation terminologies. Yeah. They're divisive to me. But you'll see the memes about, when we were a kid, we didn't wear knee pads while skateboarding or helmets. That's true. We didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I skateboarded plenty. I didn't wear one piece of safety equipment. You know, I drank water from the garden hose, the old green one that just sat in the yard all year. Drank water straight from it when I was thirsty. You know, these kinds of things. So there was, you know, I can certainly point.
Still here.
Things. Here I am.
Yeah.
Still kicking, you know. Anyway, the article continues. The news of the COVID-19 virus killing dozens and overloading hospitals in Bergamo, Italy, triggered a flight to safety and restriction. Many Americans stopped going to restaurants and shops even before the lockdowns were ordered in March and April. And I don't know why they didn't just let that play out. Right?
What do you mean?
People were voluntarily stopping certain activities because of what they felt, right? Mm-hmm. Or perhaps what they were told, right? But it was, people were voluntarily, yeah, right? Businesses were allowing people to, hey, if you feel, then you go ahead and work from home. If not, you can continue to come to the mm-hmm. office. And, like, the government just couldn't leave that be.
Well, no,
they couldn't let
not.
People make their own frickin' decisions. They had to intervene and make it all mandatory
for
everybody.
That's what they're there for. I mean, these people in the government, they believe this is their mandate in life, that this is what they were called to earth to do, which is to tell everybody how to live and what to do. You got more coming up here. We'll share it. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
Also want to invite you to ForkFest 2021.
Yeah!
You want a chance to meet Aria DiMezzo in real life? She's going to be there at ForkFest 2021. You were there this year, Captain Kickass, for the first time.
I was.
And
it was
you had a
pretty
good time.
Great.
Yeah, you had a good time.
I tell everybody who asks about it, my first experience was within a half hour of arriving at the campground, I had forgotten about the rest of my life.
Right on.
Yeah, it was like it had that much of an effect on me. Just being, you know, out at Rogers Campground in the White Mountains and all that kind of thing.
We're in the Liberty Zone.
I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to have fun now. It's party time.
Yeah, I loved it. It was a great time. And this 2021 will be year number 5 for ForkFest. So come on out. If you've never been before, I think you're going to have a good time. It comes after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a long time event at the same campground at Rogers Campground. And ForkFest is the week after that. So mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th. So, yeah, Independence Day weekend, we're going to be at this amazingly beautiful place with some really cool people. There's going to be fireworks.
And having arguably the most independent festival.
It was one of the only ones in 2020.
For certain.
There weren't a whole lot of festivals that weren't canceled this year. Most everything, including Burning Man got canceled this
yeah.
year. So, I mean, concerts canceled left and right. Venues literally closing down and never opening again, which is what we've just been talking about. The destruction of the government and all of its mandates and rules and so-called safety factors that they're shoving down people's throats and mandating on businesses. It's been so destructive, and the amount of billions of dollars, hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars of value that has just been flushed down the drain. We haven't even talked about the inflating money supply. So there's been all kinds of damage that's already been dealt. And, you know, we haven't really even started to feel, I don't think, the effects of it. I mean, yeah, some businesses are closed, but if these lockdowns keep going and or get worse, as some people are suggesting is going to happen coming this winter or this fall, then you're going to see major economic damage beyond what we're already seeing.
Agreed.
And so we may have barely even scratched the surface of this. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, but you've got more coming up here in a moment, Captain Kickass. But if you want to learn more about ForkFest, go to ForkFest.party and mark your calendar again, June 28th through July 4th, 2021. It's ForkFest.party. As we go to Joe, he's calling us from Erie, Pennsylvania, listening to WJET. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hi. How you guys doing?
Joe, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, we have a transgender woman working for Governor Wolf here in Pennsylvania, Dr. Rachel Levine. Have you heard of her?
No, I don't pay attention to politics.
Well, you can Google her. It's Dr. Rachel Levine, and there'll be a picture of her. And, I mean, I don't want to say anything bad, but when I watch her on TV, I laugh. I mean, long blonde hair and pearls and the whole nine yards. I mean, it just looks like a man with a wig on. And
Well, I would laugh because she's a statist, and she's one of, apparently she's like their health advisor or whatever.
Yeah, so she's the Secretary of Health. Yeah.
So she's the Dr. Fauci of Pennsylvania, basically.
Yeah. Did you look her up?
Yeah, I just did.
Did you see a picture of her?
Yeah, I see your picture. Look, I'm the least concerned with somebody's photograph. I'm more concerned with the ideas that are spewing from their mouths. Mm-hmm. And this woman is part of the problem.
A big problem.
Yeah, she is a government advocate who is in charge of this health aspect of, you know, mandating what we're talking about here, lockdowns, coronavirus masks, this and that, all this stuff. So she's one of them, and so she's a problem. But that doesn't have anything to do with whether or not she's trans. You know, I don't care what her beliefs are about her genitalia.
I agree with what you just said.
Yeah.
Hey, and one other thing before I hang up here. My friend just started bowling. Now, to go to the bowling alley, you have to have a mask on.
Oh, God.
And when you're sitting with the guys before you bowl, where the balls are and everything, mm-hmm. you have to have your mask on. But when you get up to bowl, you could take your mask off, which I think is ridiculous anyway.
Yes. Oh. It's all ridiculous. It's all totally arbitrary.
When you're bowling, do you have 10-pound balls?
here's the other thing. The guys drink beer.
Is that a trans joke?
Right? You can't drink the beer unless you have some food that you buy at the restaurant in the bowling alley.
Oh, right. God.
I mean, you know, it's just some of the things that they're trying to pull are so ridiculous.
The thing is, they're getting away with it.
I'm afraid it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, it's going to get worse because people are letting it get worse. Because people, the good people who don't like this, they're out there. They're wearing masks. They're doing what they're told. Stop it.
Yeah.
If you keep going along with this, you have no one to blame but yourself. Don't say, oh, well, they're going to give me a fine. Go ahead, get the fine, demand your day in court, and refuse to pay it.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Joe, for the call, man. I appreciate it.
I have two things to say. One, because Aria is a guitar player and in the band FUD, as well as am I, I've had people ask, well, what's it like to be in a band with a trans person? And it's like,
Does she show up on time is more of the important question.
I grew up in the 80s, and like what people wear and what they look like is, you know, particularly when we're talking about a tall person, you know, wearing makeup and that kind of a thing that maybe has, you know, features of a different gender or whatever you expect. It's kind of like being in a band in the 80s where everybody was wearing makeup and wearing, you know, tight
sure.
pants and, you know.
Look at those guys from the glam bands in
so,
the 80s.
Yeah, it's kind of like having Dee Snider in my band, except he dresses in full makeup all the time.
And Aria's like a real anarchist.
And, you know, she's legit, right? She's talented and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She's good at her job.
She just built a recording studio, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're in the midst of doing some recording and stuff.
Ooh,
so what people... You know, people want to judge people the way they look. People judge me the way I look all the time. And, you know, it just happens to be the way I look. They think I'm a certain way. They're like,
yeah.
Oh, you must be a biker. Well, no, actually, I don't own a motorcycle. You know? And that surprises everybody that I talk to, you know. But then once I start talking to people, like, oh, that guy's different from other people. Yes, absolutely, I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's because I try to be more accepting of people than the people who I was brought up by.
That's an important thing. You put something good out into the world. I
try.
It's important.
I don't always succeed, but I try.
You know what? Do or do not. There is no try.
Yeah. I had another point to make. I can't remember what it was.
That's all right. If it's important, it'll come back to you.
It will.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Also, I want to invite you over to our Discord server where chatters are there basically around the clock. You want to talk to other people that are into this show? There's also a Aria for Sheriff channel there now, so you want to get the latest on her campaign, talk with other supporters. You can do that. There's also now an Aria for Sheriff Telegram chat room. You can go to Aria, the number 4sheriff.com, and you can link to her social media there as well as the Telegram chat, so check that out. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options, perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here in Southern Oregon, we put our masks on before we leave the house instead of at the store because the smoke is so thick. It's difficult to breathe with so much ash in the air, and visibility is half mile or less in most places.
Smoke from Oregon's three major fires is unimaginably widespread. Its worst air quality in the world is choking the Pacific coastline. Seattle skyline to the north, San Francisco more than 800 miles to the south, and then to Los Angeles. The scenes and sickening air underscore for many that the climate is in crisis.
Scores of my friends and even USA co-anchor Jesse Edwards have lost their homes in the Alameda fire. And now the Slater fire is burning close to many other friends just to the south. This is USA Radio News. New York executives have a bone to pick with the mayor. USA's Kenneth Burns reports.
More than 150 business leaders signed on to an open letter to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio Thursday, calling on him to take more decisive action on public safety, cleanliness, and other quality of life issues. The signers are a who's who of the city's biggest companies, including Goldman Sachs, MasterCard, Pfizer, and Warby Parker. It also includes the top law firms and real estate developers. The executive said the neglect of quality of life issues are contributing to deteriorating conditions in the city, as well as widespread anxiety. They warned de Blasio that if he does not address the concerns, people who have left NYC would be slow to return. The New York Times points out that de Blasio has championed the working class and shunned the business elite. There's no public record of the two sides working together, and with the mayor term limited next year, there's no incentive for either side to do so.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. You want to sound great? You want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us? Get on the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm and join one of those top four rooms.
Do it.
Get you on the air with us. Ian and the captain in the studio. We're going back to your phone calls. But first, I do want to tell you about Liberty.menu. It is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force. So if you still love the initiation of force, or you still like into the government and wanting to tell people what to do, you don't belong at Liberty.menu. That's right. It's not for you. But if you are a voluntarist, if you are a liberty-loving anarchist, if you're a libertarian, you belong at Liberty.menu, and you can go and create like little map points of business things. So like you got a business, like a real life one, you want people to know where you are in the Liberty community, you want new customers, then please add your business to the map over at liberty.menu. You got an event that you're organizing? Well, I hope you are, because there aren't very many people doing that. But there is an events category. There's also a category for digital content. So if you create something like the new song you guys are working on over at FUD, your band, you could put something up there at liberty.menu if you want the people in the Liberty community to know about it. So check it out. It's free to do that. Liberty.menu. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, Ken is listening in Coldwater, Michigan, to WBCK-FM. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, yeah, I'm in Michigan, and our governor is just, wow. She's done over 180 executive orders since
whoa.
March.
Wow, since yeah. March? I thought our governor had a lot. His excellency here in New Hampshire, I think he's up to the 60 to 70 range.
Wow.
Oh, no. There's a reason there's people in Michigan that have signs that say my governor is an idiot. Mm. one thing
well,
she said,
the governor here is a thug, and so are the rest of them.
Yeah.
They're all thugs.
One thing she's done, she has decided that high school sports can happen. However, the athletes, while competing, must wear masks.
Oh, my God. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Now, how is it that
I wish I were.
How is it that a governor suddenly has the authority to tell high schools what they can and can't do?
Because they'll listen. They'll do what they're told.
Yeah. Yeah, they will.
Whether it's legal or not is a whole other question.
Mindless automatons.
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, the governor could say, well, then your school's not going to get the state funded. Shit.
Right.
She would do that. But, I mean, can you imagine being, like, on the soccer team, running up and down the field with all that exertion?
No.
And not being able to breathe?
That sounds dangerous to me.
Yeah, it's no.
It does. Yeah, and don't be surprised if in the next couple of weeks, start hearing stories out of Michigan of athletes passing out on the field.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't doubt it if it happens. It's horrible.
That is absolutely horrifying. This is the same governor, by the way, who also banned people from buying plants, buying seeds during COVID, I presume. Is that still in play? Can you still not go to
That's not in play. That only lasted a couple of weeks. A couple of things she did didn't last long because the absurdity was just like you could go boating as long as your boat didn't have a motor. You could use a, you know, it was just.
He's a motorboat.
Every now and then, I live in southern Michigan, so every now and then I like to go to the land of the free and visit Indiana.
Yeah, right.
But, hey, I stumbled onto your show tonight. I love it. I'm enjoying
it. Ken.
I'll try and catch it more often.
Appreciate you being out there, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for sharing that as well. If anybody else wants to call in with ridiculous nonsense
I wonder how
going on where you live, feel free.
I wonder how the seed thing ended.
It just probably got repealed due to too much backlash or whatever would be my guess. But that's as I was saying before, that's what it takes. It takes people not being obedient.
Yeah.
If you don't like what you're seeing around you, you got to do something about it. You can't just sit there and whine because they don't care about that.
Yeah.
You can whine all you want. You got freedom of speech. They haven't taken that one away yet.
Next thing you know.
Right. You can, well, right. But for now, while we still have it, we can complain. But if you do what you're told every time they tell you to jump and you jump, then you're just their bitch. And that's never going to change until you decide to change it. Now, I know it's scary because they're scary, right? They're going to hurt people. They're going to put people in a prison cell. But the folks in Michigan should have been, and I know some of them were, right? Some people were behind the barber, for instance, the guy, Carl Mankey, I believe was his name, a northern Michigan barber.
Yeah, they had a few people stand up.
He stood up against the state and the governor's orders, and he said, you know what, this is my business, this is my livelihood, I'm 72 years old, or however, he was in his 70s, and I am going to continue giving my customers haircuts. If they want to come in, I'm going to service them. And what are you going to do about it? Come on. Bring it, right? They got the guys in New Jersey that own the gym, Attilus Gym, there in Belmar, I think it was, New Jersey, that they said,
good memory.
You know what, come on in, we're going to have our gym open, and the government goons came in and tried to shut them down.
Yep.
They tried to change the locks on their door. Dudes took the doors off their own business and said, we're open, what are you going to do now? Government came in and tried to board the place up. They put up big plywood panels over top of the doorways that were wide open.
Illustrating the thugs that they are.
Yes, and the two owners came in, kicked the panels in, broke into their own business, and let everybody back. You know, they keep coming. That's what it takes. It takes that level of dedication, being willing to put everything on the line. They put their entire business on the line. These guys have children, right? The guys in the gym, they're younger, right?
Yeah.
They're in their 30s or 40s or whatever. Dude in the barbershop, his kids are probably grown up, so
sure.
It's not as much of a concern for him. But these guys even put their kids and their families and everything on the line in order to stand up for their right to do business, because how else are they going to feed their families if they can't have the business that they put their blood, sweat, and tears into open to their customers who still want to come in? So, but again, that's what it takes. You can't just complain about this. It's not going to make things better.
You have to take some action. The action I like, of course, is moving to a location where there are other freedom-minded people.
Yes, if you are freedom-minded. If you are not freedom-minded, then move to a location where there are less freedom-minded people, meaning like California or New York State. If you love being told what to do, go to a place where there are people who love telling you what to do. Now, there are a lot of those people everywhere, but, you know, you should really make an effort. You know, if you like socialism, for instance, get thee to California. Post with. I hear there's a lot of houses open up.
Make haste.
Yes. I hear there is a lot of opportunity to buy houses now in San Francisco, whereas there wasn't just 2 months, you know, 6 months ago.
I hear rumors of the same.
Yeah. In fact, I know you had a news story about that, too, but we're not going to have time for it.
No, we'll get into that one today.
We're going to continue, though. Your calls, your thoughts are welcome. We go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I've been saying that for years on your program. You're going to have to stand up to them. They're not going to stop until
right.
you make them stop. What they do is they, and I got my own point, but what they do is they just, the proverbial, throw it against the wall and see if it sticks.
Right, see if people will do it.
Yeah. And I have heard many, many, many times from people in power like that have power over the people. Like I've heard cops say it firsthand. I've also heard people like doctors that, you know, you go into a doctor's office and the doctor says, okay, get naked. And people do it, you know. And, mm-hmm. and these people, I've heard them say, I can't believe that people do what I tell them to do just because I have this badge or I have this license or
wow.
whatever. And it's the same thing with people that get into office. They get into office and then they issue some edict, strip naked and bend over. Oh,
right.
okay,
yeah.
because you hold that office, I will
right.
do that.
The
well,
governor
you,
orders
you,
it. Yeah, David, are you familiar with the Milgram experiments?
I heard the name, but refresh my memory as to which one that is.
The obedience experiment.
Yeah, Stanley Milgram, he put together an experiment whereby he invited people to press buttons and gave them the
right,
illusion that
it.
They were electrocuting somebody on the other side of the wall. And they kept doing it because some guy in an official-looking lab coat told them that the experiment requires you to continue.
Yeah.
And because he looked official, they were just like, well, it sounds like he's in pain. The experiment requires you continue. And they would just continue pressing the button despite the other person's pain and screams for help.
Right, so it's back to the quest. Always question authority.
Right.
And, refuse
it. I mean, questioning authority is like, you know, part number one.
Yeah.
You
got
to be able to question the so-called authority before you realize it's all fake. But the second part would be once you've realized the truth, which is that these are just human beings. And David, I'll bring you back to get another point to make it sounds like you're on a roll tonight. But the second point would be to simply refuse. Authority is false. It is bunk. It is a BS idea that was used, you know, is used to control you.
Yep.
It's used to control whole populations of people.
It's time to stand up to these bastards.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And I'm not saying stand up to them with violence, just mass non-cooperation. That will put an end to this. 855-450-FREE like freedom. Or just do what you're told and see what happens.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait, beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Join us.
With you tonight, it's Ian.
The Captain.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. We were talking about non-cooperation and how if you want this to end, this meaning the insanity of COVID-19 and all the mask mandates and all the other mandates and the lockdowns and et cetera.
It can start with such a simple thing, too, right? That's what I was kind of trying to say before we went to the break. But just saying no occasionally, right?
Just like Nancy Reagan.
Yeah. Just say no. But, like, say no to things like, you know, if you're, you know, confronted by somebody who appears to be of some sort of authority and they ask you something, you just go, no.
Just say no.
Just go no.
And also, better yet, while you say no, record it.
Indeed.
Get video of these people trying to tell you what to do and you refusing. And then post it online so other people can see, hey, you can refuse this and survive. Now, in some cases, you may get attacked. There may be some psycho cop out there that decides that they want to just make a show of it.
They've got it out for you.
And come down hard on you.
I'm going to make you an example,
there
boy.
There are risks to this, okay? I do want to make that clear. What I'm talking about does include risk. But if you don't do anything, then you're risking your freedom in that it is going to be taken away and there's no chance that you're going to get it back.
What is the phrase or the saying? You only get as much freedom as you allow to be taken away from you or something like that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's
go back allow to be taken
to your calls and thoughts, though. Also, be sure to check out freetalklive.com. There are a myriad of features there, downloadable archives and interactive chat rooms with other listeners and such. It's freetalklive.com. I do still have David on the line here in New Mexico, and he's making some good points about not going along to get along, and I like that kind of stuff. So go ahead, David.
Yeah, so back to a story. Last time I talked to you guys, I was telling you about a sheriff, Darren White, who's got a radio show in Albuquerque, and he's a perfect example of what you're talking about before I got on the call today when you said these people that think they were sent by God to control your lives, however you worded it, I don't remember. But he's a perfect example of it, and he's in a perfect position. You can all hear what I'm saying. All you got to do is look for Darren White show on KKOB Radio and listen to the moron, and it's on podcast, so you don't have to catch him live. perfect example of a statist. And I gave you one example of one of the things he said the other day, and I'll remember what it was in a second. But another thing that he said, he was talking about this Kyle Rittenhouse kid that got himself in trouble when he was out protecting property in the riots in Kenosha a few weeks back, whatever it was. And the statement that this Sheriff Darren White on the radio said about this kid is, he said that leave protecting property to the professionals. don't protect your own property. You're not trained. You're not a professional.
What a load.
Do it. Yeah, leave it for the government to protect your property.
Yeah, well, they're mistaking government for professionals.
Yeah, the government police where, you know, you need them in seconds and they're just hours away or minutes away, right? Yeah, they're going to protect you. Sure.
Right, exactly. And so or here's a real-life example of something that I was had a court hearing the other day, and the judge said to me, "Good morning, Mr. Olson." I said, "No, it's not."
Yeah.
I stand up to him at every – I don't
nice.
Let them coast at all. You stand up to him at every single turn until they learn, before they ever open their mouth, judges included, that if they say something that's not acceptable, you're going to call them on it.
Right. It'd be a good morning if I weren't here. If I were anywhere else but in this court hearing, it'd be a good morning.
Right. So you stop them immediately. You don't give them a freaking inch. And another thing that I do is government employees, all of you government employees, you need to start looking for a job in the private sector, because your government is going to be going away piece by piece by piece, and your pension is going to disappear. Even the one
that
you contracted for 20 years ago, where you get 90% in retirement of your working salary.
Like the cops do.
No way. It's going away. There's going to be a deal made, and you're going to lose like half your pensions. So
excellent.
Don't be counting on it. Yeah. And so what you government workers need to do is you need to start looking for a different job. And also, if you continue along the line that you're on now, if you keep beating up on us, we're going to shun you. Your name is Sheriff Darren White. People need to shun you in your private life. Don't associate with that piece of at all, Sheriff Darren White. Don't buy his pot from his pot business in New Mexico. Don't buy from Sheriff Darren White. Buy your pot from a different sheriff, because this sheriff is
Thank you, David, for your call tonight.
That guy's on fire.
I do appreciate the passion. I definitely do. Let's continue. We're going to the phone lines on our Discord server, the Discord call-in lines. You can join them and the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. He calls himself New Normal D's Nuts. He's on the air.
It's a fantastic name.
You're on Free Talk Live, calling from North Idaho.
So I wanted to bring it back around to what you were talking about earlier, where you need to resist. So up here in North Idaho, we unfortunately have a mask mandate. And probably in the first couple days, people conformed, and then businesses finally realized this is dumb, the mandate's ridiculous. There's countless restaurants here in the downtown that do not even enforce it on their employees. You can go just about anywhere, except for a few restaurants that have kind of conformed in corporations, and no one wears it. I mean, it's
nice.
Almost like most up here is normal. However, I work just over the border in Washington, and I work for a corporation over there, and they enforce the masks. And I've had a couple coworkers who, you know, they'll tell me, "Oh, I get mad when I see someone in here not wearing a mask." And a lot of them say that because we have an assistant manager who actually has claustrophobia, and she has to go into her car and take her mask off to deal with the panic attacks that are caused by being forced.
Has to put herself in an enclosed area to deal with her fear of enclosed areas.
Yeah, it's a little ironic, but it's like the only place she can not wear it.
Right.
The strange thing is Home Depot actually allows you to, do a medical exemption, but almost no one has ever gotten one, and the supervisors are basically kind of like, yeah, you can, but you shouldn't, because you're, you know, up in this position in the corporation.
Right.
So people know her, and she wears it all the time. So it's kind of like, oh, I'm mad at these people. And I've talked to some of these employees, and it's like, well, why are you mad at them for not wearing it? It's the corporation that enforces it. And it's people like them that come in here not wearing these, as they increase it and do it more often. And whenever I see them, I thank them for being normal.
Nice.
It's it's those people that are going to help us, give us the chance to return to normalcy. And most of them that I've had this talk with, even though they're angry at the people, they're like, oh, well, yeah, you're right. You know, I hate it too. It's, you know, making my face break out, or it's, you know, it's wearing away at my chin. I have to wear a Band-Aid. They're fed up. It really is what people are calling the silent majority.
I hope you're right about that, and I'm glad to hear that there's some pushback and people refusing to get along.
Yeah, I like what you do, like pointing out it's normal. I try to do the same thing when I'm in a public area, a store, whatever, and I see somebody else unmasked. I go, normal face, and I smile at them and wave or say, hey, you know. And they're like, hey, normal face, right, you know. And it's kind of a club just to remind everybody that this is what it's like to be normal.
I will say, ever since the CDC put out those new numbers, I have seen what was normally about a 98% mass conforming rate drop quite a bit. I've seen probably about 75%, maybe a little bit higher, but it's more people now that are.
The sad part is that just means that people still care about what the government says, right? So they believe the CDC up front, they believe them now, and these are government people. They're lying to you to guarantee that what they're saying is probably not true in more than one way, and people still don't really internalize that. While they do realize that politicians are liars, they still seem to think that government agencies aren't. These people are run by politicians.
And then there's the, we'll call it the intellectual curve, where it's monkey see, monkey do. Everybody else is wearing a mask, I guess I should wear a mask, blah, 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 you know, and just don't even question it. They just go through, oh, I guess everybody else is doing it.
Hey, thanks, New Normal D's Nuts. I definitely appreciate hearing from you tonight. Oh, man, it is, it's been a hell of a weekend already. We're only halfway through. Aria DeMezzo, of course, making huge news today for her campaign for sheriff. It's blowing up. It's going to keep going all night long as people internationally start to get the story from places like the UK, where there's been a couple of stories there that have been written about it. Again, tomorrow morning, I'm looking forward to seeing how many.
Perhaps from Australia.
Yeah, I'm expecting the AP is going to grab it overnight, and then it's going to be in a bunch of newspapers tomorrow, and Aria is going to get some interviews, and it's going to be a very exciting week. And we will see how it develops. We'll bring it to you here on Free Talk Live.
We'll see you next time.
Between now and the next time, which is tomorrow night, because we do this thing 7 nights a week here, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Check out the captain on his website, lcaptainkickass.com, for some song parodies and fun. See you tomorrow. Have a great weekend.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.